Hello, welcome. This is Cheryl Richard sharing my blog entitled My Morning Walk I Didn't Feel Like Taking. I'm guilty. Yes, I'm guilty. I have slacked off with my health and wellness routine. I jokingly say I've fallen off the bandwagon and it has yet to come back around. Maybe I joke to make myself feel better, but I'm serious. I don't feel nearly as good as when I'm better tending to my health. Another thing I tend to say, which I truly mean, is be good to your body and your body will be good to you. That is applicable to every aspect of your well-being, including mental, spiritual, financial, and social. I've been saying to myself for weeks that I would get back to it on Monday as though Monday is some magical day. Well, it is in the sense that it is the start of a new week. However, any other day of the week is as magical as Monday. Getting back to it has proven to be easier said than done, as I have found myself in this position before. I'm a little hard on myself, given that I have been disciplined in this area most of my life and serve in health and wellness to help others to be wholly well. Despite that, life happens, and we sometimes fall short of expectations, including our own. Perfection has no place, even in disciplined lifestyles. I am being transparent about my experience and hope that you are encouraged and inspired. Yesterday, I was gung-ho about getting back to my usual. It was a different story this morning. My usual didn't cut mustard. I had planned to have my morning quiet time, take my children to school at the ridiculously early morning hour of 6 a.m., then complete my workout. I honestly did not feel up to it. I knew I needed to do something to encourage myself, so I resorted to simple, straightforward self-coaching, using positive self-talk, and thinking about what I was willing to do rather than succumb to the many reasons why I might not do it. I had to immediately change my thoughts, which I did. Garden lifestyle. Walk this way. It's a beautiful, bright, sunshiny day. I decided that taking a walk was the way to go. I somewhat begrudgingly set out to walk along a neighborhood walk path that I enjoy. As I began to walk, I couldn't help but observe and take in the surrounding beauty of nature. It is truly springtime. Plants and trees have blossomed, birds are singing, children are laughing and playing nearby. All of this created beautiful harmony and was received with great peace. I used my phone to take some of the most beautiful photos I've ever taken. I would use the photos in my blogs as I've done for this one. It felt as though I was walking through a garden. I consider that my health is like a garden in that it needs to be tended, nurtured, and cultivated. It sometimes requires change and replenishing that makes it grow healthy and strong. Guess what happened? After my walk, I had the energy and desire to wrap up my activities with some light stretching, strength training, an attitude of gratitude, and fresh perspective for progressing through the day. Triple threat talk. Transparency, transformation, transition. While I typically walk the talk, there are times when I look for things to cut back on when feeling pressured. Granted, I know that tending to my health should not be one of those things. Rather, I need to take things in stride, literally and figuratively. My health must remain highly prioritized. Reality is that compromising my health and well-being results in compromise in other areas of my life. While the heaviness of thinking about starting or resuming a disciplined routine can feel weighty, it doesn't compare to the weight of consequences such as undue stress and self-sabotage that come with neglecting my well-being and permeates throughout various areas of my life. Do you know what I mean? We know that sustainable change takes time concerted effort, and focused discipline. What stands out regarding my experience with becoming relaxed about my routine, which by the way includes prayer, quiet time, physical activity, healthy eating, minimizing stress, etc., is that I've been in active maintenance mode for some time, many years. Even so, things can change. It is important to recognize that living a healthy lifestyle is a process. Things will not always go perfectly. We need to remain flexible, at least to the degree that we are open to inevitable change. This flexibility and openness helps to combat stress and other preventable health issues. My morning walk I didn't feel like taking turned out to be a beautiful blessing. What is something you desire or need to do? Why is that meaningful for you? What small step or action can you take? What support do you need? My inclination is that you know something. You can do something. I believe in you. I encourage you to just do it. I would love to know how it goes. Lovingly and faithfully, me, Cheryl.